Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. You know what? I'm looking over my shoulder and I'm watching kind of the CNN and MSNBC. I know, I want to throw up. The MSNBC stuff. I find all this quite interesting. Do they realize what actually took place in Israel? I mean, seriously. I mean, they're not, obviously, they're not paying attention. Because it's just amazing to me to watch this, and they've got up, you know, they've got up titles / comments. There's no safe space in Gaza. There's not supposed to be. No, really, in all sense, there's not supposed to be. This is war. They started off. They killed 1,400+ Jews. And what do you want them to be nice? You want to make phone calls and say, hey, you got 2 hours to go? We're going to start bombing your area? But you'll be cool over here? Because the Palestinians, all they're going to do, or Hamas, all they're going to do is start moving their guns to those areas that they're safe spaces that they talk about, right? I mean, seriously, give it some thought. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7325. You got to sit, like I was telling Brad, I sit here and scratch my head sometimes and go, okay, what constitution are you reading? Do you really have to be a legal scholar to understand? I say no. I seriously say no. You know, during the break, I was thinking, I'm typing some stuff up and doing things, and I'm thinking to myself, why are we so surprised that they hate Israel so much? Even me. I mean, I sit here and go, what? They hate us. They hate all the things that we stand for. We are not the negative country they keep putting out there. All right? We're just not. But they've got the kids believing it. They got the young people believing it. You, I, whoever. We allowed the progressives, / communists, to take over our education systems. Why would we do that? Why would you do that? Why would you allow that to happen? Now, again, as I always say, when I talk about some of these things, I'm not talking about the 100% of the teachers. I know a lot of good, conservative, loving teachers that just don't, they want to teach. They don't want to get involved in all this other stuff. But I would say to them, especially my conservative Christian teachers, what if Jesus took the attitude you have? Oh, they hate me so much. I don't know if I can handle this. They're always yelling at me. I don't like that. Maybe I just keep my mouth shut. I won't have to worry about anything. I mean, really, think about it. For you Christian teachers out there, is that what you're called to do for real? I'm not suggesting you jump up on your desk or your chair and start preaching the gospel. That's not it at all. But you are a teacher of those children. They're looking to you, and a lot of them know. A lot of the Christian kids know when they have a Christian teacher. Right? They're looking at you for guidance. They're looking to see how you live in your life. Right? The Bible specifically says they know you by your fruits, how you live your life, how we treat each other. How are you treating those kids? Really? I mean, how are you treating those? What are you teaching? What are you showing them? Are you showing them how to be a true warrior? Are you showing them how to truly push back and stand up for yourself without being, you know, nasty or rude or whatever? Really? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. That's kind of what I'm saying to you, right? So teach these kids properly. Make sure they know what their rights are. Make sure they know what they need to do. And make sure they know that they have you there to protect them, to help them, to support them. I mean, really, if you're not, get out of the way and let somebody else step in. In all sincerity. All right. Got a lot to talk about. You know, you guys remember Natalie, I hope you do, Natalie Holloway. You know, and her, it was always suspicious. Doesn't the story never make any sense? Right? I mean, and now when we're finding out if that Vandersloot person, he is the one that killed her. And, you know, they had him several times. I don't know what the issue was or the problem. Now, I'm sorry, guys. Some of you are totally not going to agree with me on this one. How do you let your 18-year-old daughter, pretty daughter, okay, go on a trip to a place that was known to have issues and problems, and you're not the chaperone? You're not, I would never let my daughters go that far away from me without somebody watching over, somebody I knew or I trusted to be watching over them. Right? Because at 18, yeah, you're wanting to fit most kids. You're wanting to fit in. You want people to know you're I don't want to use the 70s word, but I will, you're hip like the rest of them. You're open to almost anything. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll You'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Oh, that helps. Joe Messina, your host. We're back. Hopefully you're back, too. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we win. It's the best way to handle this, seriously. And I do appreciate that. I really, believe it or not, I do appreciate the time you spend with me. You know, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, whatever. But I do appreciate it. All right. You know,
We have all these people running around talking about how bad the LGBTQ community has it, this, that, and the other thing. In a few minutes, I'm gonna hit it. You know, I've gotten this several times. It's funny because when I usually get an article from someone, a couple of, not someone, but some of you, I get the same article sent, then it's something I need to look at. And we'll talk about that in a little bit, but you'd be surprised who the violence is being aimed at. But one group you won't hear about. So we're talking about Natalie Holloway and her death. She was 18 years old. I haven't looked at my emails yet, but as I said, I'm floored that someone would let their daughter go that far and away from home without really knowing what's going on. Who's the chaperones? What's happening? Who you can trust? Who you can't trust? And I know you're going to call me a misogynist, but look, boys are not abused like girls are on these things, at these things. So anyway, now Vandersloot now it looks like he's going to take a plea deal, which is conditioned on him releasing details on how Natalie Holloway died and what they did with her body. The lawyer also told the news source that the search for Natalie Holloway's body is over. They're not going to look anymore because Vandersloot revealed the details on how Natalie died and how her body was disposed of. And all this will come out, I think, in the public. I think it's tomorrow. According to federal prosecutors, Vandersloot tried to extort the family for $250,000, $25,000 up front for the information. The rest would be paid once Holloway's body was positively identified. What a piece of it! I got to keep it clean, don't I? What a slug! However, Vandersloot lied to Beth Holloway about where her daughter's remains were located. That's according to the prosecutors. The alleged extortion scheme took place between March 29th and May 17th of 2010. He pleaded not guilty at the time to the charges. So, I can't wait. No, really, seriously, I cannot wait to see this guy in court. And you know, they've got a bulletproof vest on him. Pictures of him being transported. I'm like, why? Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So here's something that's a little scary. And this is only, by the way, this is only happening in blue states. So you've heard of Aidan Kearney. Some of you have anyway. He's a blogger. He's known in Massachusetts as the Turtle Boy. He argues that he has the rights to his opinions on the Karen Reed murder case. And he's been blogging about it for quite some time. He's pretty outspoken. He's in defense of a woman on trial for allegedly killing her boyfriend. The prosecutors say that he sent harassing, threatening, and intimidating messages to witnesses and investigators in the criminal case. Right? She's accusing him of running a John O'Keefe, a Boston police officer. That's probably what's bringing the heat on him. Now, Kearney runs a blog in which he covers the case, among other local news. He's also outspoken in protest, defending Reed. But prosecutors allege his activism has recently crossed the line. So his lawyers are telling the judges, hey, look, the accusations are wrong. And he's being targeted. Now, Kearney was cuffed and flanked by two court officers. He listened to prosecutors, detailed the accusations against him. It was a 45-minute court appearance, right? In and out in no time. They alleged that he was showing up at sporting events of the witnesses' children and made scenes, harassed photographers. Now, at their pure level, this is true. If he was going there and staring down the moms or staring down the parents or doing whatever, yeah, that's wrong. I mean, he's got the right to be there, but he doesn't have a right to intimidate them like that. But again, he's out there getting information, speaking information, telling them what he thinks. And why you have to arrest him, I don't know. Right?
I mean, he showed up with guns at his house, tore the place apart, took his computer, took his phones, handcuffed him in front of his kids. Sometimes, you know, it was really, the irritant here is not how they do this at times. The biggest irritant is that they do the same thing for everybody, and the answer to that you already know is no. So why do we let them get away with it? I shouldn't say we, because we're not letting them get away with it. Now, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Can we do a lighthearted one? Yeah, let's do a quick lighthearted story. We need one. How about this one? There was a groundskeeper who kept moving around a dead man's body. He thought it was a Halloween prop. Can you? I'm not laughing at the dead man. I mean, I can see myself on a riding lawnmower going, wow, that's, yeah, that's pretty cool. That almost looks real. The groundskeeper mowed around a dead man's body next to an abandoned house thinking he was a Halloween prop. Now, Robert Owens, 34, was reportedly last seen by family on October 8th, 2 days before the authorities found him face down and half naked in the yard next to a house that had apparently been empty for a long time. Owens' family called the death suspicious at a GoFundMe page. They're looking for funeral expenses. They say his passing left a real hole in the family. He was stripped of his clothes and belongings, leaving him in his underwear and socks for over 24 hours face down in the yard. Haley Rivas, she wrote the whole article on his GoFundMe page. Now, he was found once on October 9th by the lawn care employee. They assumed that he was a mannequin. I'm sorry. I feel bad for the guy. I feel bad for the lawnmower guy. I feel bad for the dead guy. But I can't even imagine. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell insists that President Biden must get tougher on Iran.
His tone, his statements, and his actions need to send an unambiguous message to Iran about America's resolve.
The former Speaker of the House is optimistic that Ohio Republican Jim Jordan will soon secure the Speaker's position, placing blame on a few for Jordan losing the first vote.
Every single Democrat and eight Republicans voted to shut down one branch of government. That is why we're here today.
Britney Spears is disclosing that she had an abortion after becoming pregnant by Justin Timberlake. This revelation stems from an excerpt from the singer's forthcoming memoir, The Woman in Me. Spears stated that Timberlake was not pleased about the pregnancy, believing they were too young to navigate parenthood. Dave Collins, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen. We are back. If you don't believe that leftism is an illness, I can't stand it. I'm going to hit a couple of stories for you in a second, and I don't even know what to do with them. You read them and you're going, you know, some of the bullet points you guys sent me is great, but you're reading them and you're going, there's no way. This can't be real. This is like a joke, right? Anyway, I'll hit the first story I was talking about, which is the FBI said the murders and rapes dropped in 2022, but hate crimes were up. Now, most of you are going to go, I know right where you're going to go. You're going to go to hate crimes against blacks and Asians, right? That's kind of what you hear, what most people think. Not true, though. It's actually, the crimes are against blacks and Jews. So hate crimes against Jews were up. Did anybody hear that in the news? Is it being made a big deal out of anywhere else? Probably not. And black people were the most common targeted, but, well, it depends what you call a hate crime, but the hate crimes motivated by bias towards race, ethnicity, ancestry, that's according to a report by the FBI. Crimes based on religious bias were most often committed against the Jews. I'd like to know by who. No, really. And Joe Biden said something about it right after the report came out. He noted that anti-Semitic hate crimes went up 25%. Well, he's been in office, yeah, anyway, okay, yeah. To those Americans worried about violence at home as a result of the evil acts of terror, he says, we see you. We hear you. Sounds familiar, right? He added that he asked Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who doesn't think there's any problem at the border, but that's beside the point, to think about something. If he thinks the border is under control, right, that there's no big deal there, what makes you think he's going to protect the Jews in any way, shape, manner, or form? In all seriousness, now the statistics reflect what local law enforcement are reporting to the federal government. It showed about a little over 1.5 points drop
in national violent crimes compared to 2021. So, again, you don't hear much about the Jewish violence, right? But violence against Jews. Hate crimes, whatever they want to call them. Maybe we should start questioning this more. When you read some of these stories, you need to stop and go, wait a minute. What about the Jews? What about this? What about that? This is what we're hearing. Why aren't getting more information on this? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. There are so many stories I want to get through. I know I'm not going to, but here was the one that I thought was interesting. I said to you, you know, it's amazing. I don't know how you don't see how sick the far left is. And right now, the far left has got a resolution in, right? And there are 13 congressional Democrats, led by Black Lives Matter activist Cori Bush. The resolution demands that Israel stop fighting back against Hamas. What does that mean? You mean like they can attack me? They can come at me with a machete and I can't fight back? Really? Bush is an activist for the Marxist Black Lives Matter, openly says so. The resolution demands that Israel stop fighting back against the terrorists seeking to wipe them out. Bush previously demanded an end to all Israel military aid after Hamas launched their terror attack back on October 7th. Now, the resolution, I mean, I should say, do you know who sponsored this? Do you have a clue? Yeah, you would be able to guess most of these in a heartbeat. Representative Rashida Tlaib, Omar Presley of Massachusetts, Jamal Bowman, AOC, now Bonnie Watson, I don't know much about. Nadia Velasquez of New York, Andre Carson of Indiana, Summer Lee of Pennsylvania. I mean, to me, this is just amazing. Delia Ramirez, Chewy Garcia, and Jonathan Jackson of Illinois. Yeah, that's amazing. It doesn't matter what they do to you. You don't want them to respond. You know why? It's because they don't believe Israel should exist either. Remember, Tlaib has a map where Israel isn't on it. The two-page resolution calls for the immediate de-escalation ceasefire in the Israel and occupied Palestine while refusing to condemn Hamas for their barbaric war crimes. It goes on to claim that hundreds of thousands of lives are at imminent risk if a ceasefire is not achieved. It's just amazing. People are screaming. I don't know if some of you caught this earlier. But they were screaming that Israel turned off their water. They had no water supply over there, Gaza. It's not true. Israel didn't turn off their water. These militants don't care about anybody's life but their own. They were stealing water pipes and making bombs out of them. Literally making missiles out of them. No kidding. The Biden regime is to immediately call and facilitate de-escalation ceasefire to urgently to the current violence going on. The Biden regime is to promptly send and facilitate the entry of humanitarian assistance into Gaza, which they've already tried to do. And guess who gets the relief? Isn't going to the people. Anyway, Bush went on to explain why she put this resolution forward. I'm grieving for every Palestinian, Israel, and American who lost their lives in the violence. My heart breaks for all those who will be forever traumatized because of it. War and retaliatory violence achieve accountability or justice. It only leads to more death and human suffering. The United States bears a unique responsibility to exhaust every diplomatic tool to stop these atrocities. I didn't see anywhere there. Oh, we can't bomb our way to peace, equality, and freedom with thousands of lives lost and millions more at stake. Well, apparently the Hamas thought so. She hasn't said anything about them. I'm looking through it to see if she said anything about them at all. Omar posted a statement on Bush's website, blasting Israel for conducting a humanitarian catastrophe while giving Hamas a complete pat. Yeah, not a word about Hamas. Shh, don't say anything. It's, again, just amazing. It shows you where they're at. They want Israel to stop the hostilities, and not a word about Hamas. Don't you love it? It's where we already know it's where they're at. I think I touched on this earlier, but I think this is great. You talk about to show you where they're truly coming from. Again, this is my to show you how far off the left is, what kind of mental help they really need. Katie Porter and Adam Schiff are urged to drop out of the California Senate race. You know why? Not because they're unqualified. Not because they don't think they're going to have enough votes to win. Right? Seriously. It's because they're white. Yeah. If they openly say it. This is on the Washington Post. This is the kind of divisiveness, racist garbage, truly, that's been advanced by the Democrat Party for years. Now it's right in your face. We can see it right there. Right? You can see that argument being made on any other race or on any other issue. The article goes on to say, white Democrats must drop out of California Senate race or they aren't actually committed to diversity. Democrat reps Katie Porter and Adam Schiff have already thrown their hat in the ring to replace, you know, Dianne Feinstein, a white woman. But author and podcast host Stephen Phillips urged them to step aside, allow U.S. Rep. Barbara Lee of California, a black woman, to take the lead instead. Proves that they care about diversity. Gee, what are they going to do with that? I want to hear their response to that. I'm going to finish this video inside the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Stuck for a lot more coming up on the Joe Mazzini Show. Be back in a few minutes.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the Democrat Party and how woke, racist, whatever you want to call it, they've become. Actually, I shouldn't say that. They've been racist for a long time. I mean, just go back and look at their history. They've really had a history of racism all through the decades. From day one. Talking about how they don't want Adam Schiff to run for Dianne Feinstein's seat, or Katie Porter for that matter, because
they are white.
The white princes, the white Democrats could show their courage and their commitment to the party's principles if they just drop out. That's according to another Democrat. It's like, how about the best person for the job? What do you think? I'm just guessing here. I know that's a lot to ask and a lot to think about. Don't you just simply want the right person for the job? And to ask them if they don't believe in diversity, well, why don't you let the people choose who they want? If the people want the diversity, so be it. Why are you forcing them to vote for somebody they don't want? I don't know the woman that's already in the seat that's been appointed. I have no idea who she is.
And the opinion piece says, California Senate race will prove whether Democrats care about diversity. Look, there was a city council race that I was involved in once, and they had to appoint somebody. And the local newspaper in that area was, I won't say threatening them, but they were writing pieces, writing articles, and commenting, leaving the impression, hey, if you guys don't appoint a Hispanic person to that seat, we're going to sue you. You know, we're going to make your life miserable. And it was great because what some people were able to do there, they found that Hispanic person they could live with and not the two that the particular paper wanted, which would have been a nightmare. And they made it so that, I love this, they've got that person in. And when the paper wasn't happy, they're like, well, Wimby, you want a Hispanic. You got a Hispanic. What's the problem? I just find all that crazy. Just, how about we go for the right person, the proper person, the one who actually can do the job? Really? GOP Representative Lesko out of Arizona, she announced plans to retire on Tuesday. She didn't like the way the vote for the new House Speaker was going to. Has she been in politics long? I mean, seriously. She's a third-term representative, strong Trump supporter, said Washington, D.C. is broken. That's why she's leaving. She says, I'm not running for re-election in 2024. I want to spend more time with my husband, my 94-year-old, wow, 94-year-old mom, my three children, my five grandchildren. Spending an average of 3 weeks out here every month away from the family and traveling back and forth to D.C., it's tough. It is tough. But they don't have to do that. No, really, in all sincerity. They're back there because that's where all the games are played. That's where all the deals are made, if you would. But in reality, they don't have to spend that much time there. We don't need Congress in session this much. They should be here going through, finding out what's going on with their constituents, finding what's going on here with their people. That's what they should be doing. So I want to thank all the people who supported me throughout the years. Please know that my office and I will continue to passionately serve our constituents and our nation until the end of my term in January of 2025. Now, earlier this month, McCarthy was ousted as Speaker after Matt Gaetz filed that motion, right? The House has been without a Speaker for 2 weeks. Jim Jordan couldn't get our people are so bad. They really are. They haven't got a clue as to what's going on. And they should easily be able to know what's going on. They should have had this, I've already said this, I'm sorry. They should have had this ahead of time. Right? Ready to go. But then we don't plan anything. Everything's knee-jerk with us. Everything is kind of like, seriously. Everything is kind of like, oh my God, what do we do now? There's no reason for that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's just amazing what you watch happen on a regular basis. Nikki Haley, what a disappointment she's turning out to be. And I don't know why. I don't know what her mindset is. Now, Ron DeSantis argued that the U.S. should not be absorbing the 1 million Palestinians who may be displaced. I got to give him credit. I don't know how he did it. I know that I know he's running for president. That's part of it. We all know that. But DeSantis argued that the U.S. should not be absorbing the 1 million Palestinians that are going to be displaced. 10 days ago now, Hamas, about the slaughter of 1,300, almost 1,400 Jews. Over 200 innocent people were still taken hostage. Right? They've been brought back to Gaza. Hamas killed or is holding hostages from 41 different countries. This should not be an easy task for them. Where are those 41 countries? Where's the armies from those 41 countries? I mean, think about it.
Now, Nikki Haley agreed. This is the squad called out for us to take them in. That's what we need. We need some more people here who hate this country. It's just amazing. Haley says, you got to understand whether we're talking about Gazans or Palestinians. All of them, you know, you got half of them at a time. I was there. They didn't want to be under Hamas' rules. They didn't want to have terrorists oversee them. They knew they were living in a terrible life because of Hamas. Look, I've talked to people from Lebanon and how beautiful it was there one day. These people are like locusts. Every place Hamas goes in, they just kill the place. They just decimate it. But yet, and went on to say that we see that with Iran, too, that the Iranian people don't want to be under the Iranian regime. There's so many of these people who want to be free from terrorist rule. They want to be free from all of that. Americans over the past have always been sympathetic to it. But you can't take a million of those people in. We've already got, what, 20 million? Yeah, I'm not buying, what did they say, 11 or something like that. I'm not buying that at all. Right? We've had more and more and more people come over up through the border. What does she think we can handle? Now, the poll in Gaza has found that from 68 to 89% of Palestinians support terror attacks on Israel's and Jews as a whole. A poll conducted by the Palestinian Center for Public Opinion back in 2014 found that 89% of Palestinians support terror attacks against Israel. That doesn't sound like half. The poll went on with some other great numbers you want to know about. 89% support the firing of rockets from Gaza to Israel. 75% believe that the deference of the Palestinian resistance has increased. I'm sorry, the deterrence. 60% of the Palestinians oppose the deployment of UN multinational forces in Gaza. 54% are satisfied with the performance of Palestinian President Abu Mazen. 65% rated the stance of the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon as negative. And almost 60% are content with the ICRC performance. Another poll in 2021 found that 68% of Palestinians support continued attacks on Israel. Just amazing. And yet you want us to open our doors to them. Right? Just amazing to me. It's amazing to me that you can look somebody in the face. You know they want to kill you. Actually, we'll go one step further. They'll tell you they want to kill you. And you're like, yeah, sure, come on in. Right? I mean, really. Now, Hamas released I love this. They released a statement earlier today. They're like, listen, we took those foreign hostages. They were taken by accident. We'll be returning them soon. And they're being treated like esteemed guests. Yeah, okay, sure. Oh, God bless. All right, guys, always appreciate your time with me, really. Right? I really appreciate the time you're spending with us, that you're commenting on what we're talking about, that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're doing more than nothing. Right? Stay safe. Don't do anything stupid. There's a lot of things going on out there, a lot of arguments you can get into that you don't need to get into. You state your case and move on. You're not gonna sway somebody. Right? But just be safe. Protect yourself, your family, your loved ones. God bless. See you back here tomorrow.